Welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute, our weekly podcast where we talk about the movie Blade Runner, 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today we're talking about minute
18.
The minute starts with Deckard meeting Rachel.
No, the minute starts with an owl landing on its perch.
Good for the owl. Good for its perch. The minute starts with Deckard meeting Rachel.
No, it doesn't.
The ends with a sudden interruption.
It doesn't start with the meeting. It starts with the owl landing on the perch.
The great introduction of our time. Deckard and Rachel.
Okay. The love story of all ages.
The love story of
to end all ages.
Of a lifetime.
Okay.
Rachel's looking beautiful.
She got a very 40s style with her hair in that almost like a victory roll type of thing with the red lipstick.
Very attractive young lady. And after the introduction, I'm Rachel, I'm Deckard, she asks if Deckard likes their owl. That big old owl that starts off the minute.
That's why it makes... You just said it doesn't start the minute.
And
you
the first
said
thing, and
it
the
starts with them meeting.
First thing he says is it artificial?
And she says, of course.
Obviously, derp.
Like,
have we talked about the animal topic in this movie yet?
I think we may have.
What other minute would we have spoken about animals yet?
I have no idea. We
so
may
the
have
only
mentioned
other instance where they discussed animals in this movie.
The tortoise.
The tortoise, right. What's with the with people not knowing what animals are or whether or not they're real or fake in this
climate
movie?
Climate change.
Because so far in the movie, they haven't discussed whether or not animals are extinct. So I guess that's a problem.
Well, based on what we said with pollution, you got to figure they've all gone extinct or they've become rare and hard. It's hard for them to live.
Yeah.
It's so industrial. I get the sense that there isn't really open land.
I just love the fact that I love the fact that the film is so handled so intelligently. The dialogue, the script, that they don't just say animals are extinct. Where'd you get that? You have to kind of work. It's such a little detail. It doesn't matter. It's not important. But it's a nice little detail added to the universe.
It seriously reminds me of Japanese filmmaking where they don't tell you anything for like 2 hours. It's silent. And then something happens. You're like, I don't understand what happened. But I feel like I have like some kind of conclusion. And I kind of think I know.
Right.
They're not
feeding it to you. And they do that in this movie without losing the plot. Without losing the point of a scene, what's going on.
And opening it to conversation, right? Because that's really what they want. They want you to not just watch it once. They want you to watch it 37 times and talk about it.
It never gets confusing. It never feels convoluted.
So if it's artificial, it's expensive. Is it a robot? Is it like a replicant?
It's a robot?
Is it bioengineered? Like, what do they mean by artificial?
I would think it's the same type of... being as a replicant, the same thing. They have replicant animals. Replicant
but we still
people.
Haven't come to a conclusion if it's all machine, if it's cyborg.
Which part? The animals?
No, replicants.
Oh.
Bioengineered?
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't come to a conclusion.
Sure we have. Because...
She says she doesn't think that he doesn't appreciate the work that they do. And he said... Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard.
Right.
So he considers them fully machine, right? With just skin to look human. But in the beginning, we don't get that sense. Remember, we had that discussion on whether they're cyborgs or not.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Is this a plot hole or is this a common misconception within the universe? Like, are they supposed to not really understand what's going on, everybody? Just kind of walking around guessing because nobody knows...
I have a sense that there wasn't any clear direction about that when they were filming and that the people writing it, because there was more than one writer.
Plot hole.
They both had different ideas of what it was, so it has to be a plot hole.
Ooh, does that derail us a bit?
It's difficult. That's why this movie causes so much trouble for people when they're watching it.
Can you loosely call a cyborg, can you just say something that's half human, half machine? A machine? Can you just say, like, oh, you're a machine? Because you might as well just call it a human at that point.
Well, it brings up an interesting thing. Like, we've talked about this before. How much of your body does it take to be artificial before you're considered a machine? So we've come to a point in our own world, away from the movie, where we're starting to do artificial organs, right? We have artificial valves for your heart. They're working on all of that. So if at some point you have, what is it? Is it like 20% bionic that you become machine? Is it 50%? at what point are you not a human and are you a machine? Like, there has to be some kind of classification.
It could also be Deckard's this hardened veteran cop, Blade Runner, that's been dealing with these replicants for you know, decades maybe. And because they're forcing him out of retirement for this one. And maybe in his mind he doesn't even want to see the good
side. Maybe it's a way to protect himself to continue to do his job.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That they are machines. So you have to assume that he does it as a self-protection. But there must be this kind of controversy, just like when they first started doing artificial valves. I'm going to bring up the artificial valves because it was such a big deal. Like when they started doing blood transfusions, many people were against it. And there are still countries where people are against it because they don't believe in transplants. They don't believe in transfusions.
Because you're losing too much of yourself?
Because that you're not part of, your body is holy and made by God.
Yeah.
Like Christian scientists won't take those kinds of things because God will protect me. You can't input that into your body. So it could just be a form of prejudice against these replicants.
Right.
It could be the way he protects himself to be able to do this job. And it brings up a lot of moral points. Like, how do you handle it? If, to me, a replicant is a bioengineered human. Mm-hmm. That means they have, bionic, seriously, like bionic woman. They have made her better, stronger, faster.
Okay.
And
but they took a human and implanted.
So what's the difference whether they grow a human?
That's the difference.
Why? So what? They grew a human, right? They had to have the DNA for it. But even if they engineered the DNA, if you take a DNA sample of these people, like,
if you're born a human and you have machine parts added to you, you still have your humanity. If you're grown in a lab with, you know, part human, human
that's
parts
not fair either.
Machine parts, you're not, you were never meant to
that's
be.
That's not fair, because what about children who are conceived in a lab?
But they're still, they don't have machine parts in them.
We don't know if they have machine parts in them. They don't go tick, tick, tick when he opens them up, when he breaks them.
He just called them machines.
He calls them machines, but when they shoot them, there wasn't, like, gears flying out of them. Like, we don't know that yet. I'm just assuming.
So
like,
you're not going to take Deckard at his word? He's been doing this a lot longer than
yeah, but
Rachel
he retired
or
for a reason. Maybe he retired because he couldn't do it anymore.
Maybe there are no replicants. Maybe they just turned Deckard into a killer.
Maybe they're humans with a chip implanted that for control, and they start breaking
Deckard's
the control.
Maybe Deckard's a replicant, and he's just programmed to kill, to assassinate, like, key figures.
Yeah,
they lie to him.
We don't know
say,
which cut we're watching
they
yet.
They lie to him and say, this person's
we don't know yet. We don't know if that's the cut.
Oh, man. This is getting good.
Right? It depends on which cut you're watching.
Did you notice those bird statues in the back, in the office?
Yeah, there was a lot of art
behind
in the back.
Rachel?
Most of them.
It's very pyramid-y. It's very Egyptian, that whole room. Room. And I don't know if I remember correctly, but I think the bottom of his table was a triangle.
He had, and then
that
outside the window
desk.
Had this sun rising over these pyramids. Very
wild sloping buildings.
Very god of the sun.
Yeah.
I could see Ra and Osiris there as if they're in control and their power. So Stargate.
Yeah, very Stargate.
Right?
Yeah,
like
very,
the pyramid comes down and they're worshipping.
Yeah.
And especially with all these animal sculptures that are all gilded with these wings outstretched.
Yeah.
Like they're showing this godly.
Well, not
like,
in this office. In this office, I think the wings were dead.
No, you see them in the back.
Oh,
like
yeah?
The eagle outspread.
Oh, okay.
Or birds outspread of some kind.
I don't think you're right, but.
Okay.
I'll just,
that's fine. You can assume whatever you want. That's fine. You can assume whatever you want. But there is a lot of that gilded quality to it. So in addition to having all these statues and sculptures of, I can't really see what pictures are hanging on the wall, so they have these animal sculptures, they have a artificial animal in the side.
Yeah,
I guess they really have, they feel for animals, like they, because they must not be around as much, right? So they put up this art and have artificial animals to help them feel better about it.
How
I
do
guess
you spell Ra?
Ra,
not R-A-H.
No, that's like Ra, Ra, Sis, Boom, Ba, because I'm a cheerleader.
Why do you think Rachel asked him if he ever retired a human by mistake?
I guess people have questions about this void comp test. Like, they don't really know a lot about it, even though their work in this field, they themselves are not Blade Runners, right? They may not utilize the test in the same way that he does.
Who?
Tyrell Corporation may not utilize the void comp test the same way.
What do you mean utilize? He doesn't have access to the test at all, I wouldn't think.
Why no, wouldn't they? They build the machines, right? They have to be able to test their work.
They already know that they're replicants.
The point is, they may want to test to see how they do on it to always make your product better. Like when a car manufacturer is making a car, it's not like they don't drive the cars to see what they could do to make it better.
Why bring your own if you're Deckard? Why bring your own?
Because he may trust his own machine better than their machine. Their machine may have a flaw in it. Their machine may be set up to fail.
I don't know about that.
Listen, if you're a cop going into a dangerous situation, are you going to borrow someone else's gun or are you going to use your own gun? When military men train and they set up their machine, military men as in military men and women, but when they train, you're really supposed to scope and set up your own devices and everything because it's set to your body. You really shouldn't be using someone else's. Okay, maybe. Like, weapon, because it's set to you, because you may pull a little to the left, the other person may pull a little to the right, and in the movie they would show everyone picking up random guns and shooting perfectly. That's not how that works.
Possibly.
Like, every gun has its own little tricks.
I don't think so.
Just like when you pick up someone else's phone, you don't know where any apps are.
When
you pick up someone else's phone, you don't know where any apps are. You're like, how do I do the thing?
I think that the machine was designed after the fact. I think the Voight-Kampff machine was designed once they realized that these replicants could cause trouble. And then maybe one of them hid out one day, was hiding out because they did something stupid, and somebody was like, you know what, we need to even figure out how to spot one. And that's how they came up with the Voight-Kampff machine.
I'm sure a company like Tyrell has...
Maybe now, maybe afterwards.
I'm sure of it.
It's a good way for us to test our product.
Let's talk about his replicant. Is just a machine like any other.
Right.
They're either benefit or a hazard.
Right.
He really does have this clear-cut sense of what he thinks a replicant is. And he has this pout on his face. Like, he just has all the answers. But we clearly saw that he looked nervous on the way to the building.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just faking it? Fake it till you make it type of thing?
I think everybody fakes it. I think that's how you succeed. You just pay attention, you listen, and you watch until you figure out what's going on. He has no idea what he's about to run into.
So she asks the question, he just blanket, no way, no how. Why do you think she asks that?
I like the way he says, no.
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 Yeah. Why do you think she asks that?
That's a great question, actually. So he shows up, announced, obviously, she knows who he is. She knows why he's there.
I doubt they can get in without, like...
Yeah.
ID verification.
She seems like, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know if this is insulting, but she seems like a secretary?
Maybe an assistant, yeah. Or an executive assistant of some kind.
Ms. Tyrell? Because we don't even know...
We don't know.
Yeah, she could be Tyrell.
She could be Rachel Tyrell. Be an executive.
Yeah, she's just somebody, yeah, okay.
A PR person, we don't know.
So...
She's Rachel, that's it. I'm Rachel.
So she's obvious, she might be the Tyrell that he's there to see, because we haven't heard that there's an old man with weird googly glasses waiting for him. I don't know. Well, if she's working for the company, she's got the company's best interests in mind. Her first question to the guy whose job it is to kill the things that her company makes is, have you ever retired a human by mistake? Maybe she's just gloating. Maybe she's just saying, have you ever seen such awesome replicants before? Have you ever...
Did you see my Jesus?
Yeah, are we making them so well that you've ever mistaken them for an actual human and then killed the human by mistake? Maybe it's not as deep as we think.
Maybe you think it's just innocent?
Yeah, maybe it's just an innocent question. Like, are we as good as I think we are, Mr. Deckard? Maybe it's that.
What's his first name?
Rick.
Rick Deckard?
Yeah.
Did they purposely make him have an almost rhyme, like Rick?
Rick Deckard and Morty Tyrell.
No, that's not his name.
Few people know that Rick and Morty is a
is a direct Blade Runner. That really actually makes sense, the mad scientist.
You know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to end this minute.
You want to end this minute?
I'm going to end this minute right now. Because
We forgot the last part of what happened.
What happened?
So we hear someone ask...
They're interrupted by somebody.
If this is an empathy test.
Is this an empathy test?
And we see someone walking, but we can't really make out who it is.
Do we see them?
Yes, walking.
I think I stopped at 1801, so you may not have seen him walking. I think I went over by like a second or two. Yeah, so you may not have actually seen him walking.
The nerve. But we hear someone. We don't know who it is.
We hear someone.
And we don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
He asks if it's an empathy test, so he actually has some background. That means he knows. Are you seriously going to do that? So he obviously has some background and knowledge of what's about to happen. And now we need
to... Yeah, he doesn't say, is this to be a void comp test? He says, is this to be an empathy test?
I wonder if there's different empathy tests.
I don't know. We should Google.
We're not Googling anything. This is from our own brains. We're going to do it. And we're going to be smart, and we're going to make people... Not, I was going to say make them smarter, but listening to us will not make you smarter. In fact, your brain cells may go in the opposite direction.
New episodes drop every Tuesday.
Si, senor.
Check out BladeRunnerMinute.com. Go to our Facebook page, Blade Runner Minute, the Blade Runner Minute podcast, to just see what's going on, updates and stuff. Or if you're just tuning in, if you just started listening to us, you can go back and look at the past posts. Because I don't mean to brag, but we are quite humorous. And go to Happy Hour.
Join us for Happy Hour at the White
Dragon. At the White Dragon
Noodle Bar.
It's our Facebook group.
Yeah.
For the podcast. I am Sandra.
And I guess I have to be Peter then.
And you are beautiful people. Bye bye. Au revoir, my bad.